Good morning. We are in the middle of our study of Mishnayos in Misachta Shabbos Perek Tes, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. And our Mishnayos have been teaching us what are the smallest sizes that a person needs to have in order for him to carry and be liable for the laws of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Motzi Kupas Aruchlin. What happens if somebody takes out a basket that belongs to the peddlers? And that's where they used to keep the small containers of perfume. Safo Pishiesh Ba Minim Harbe, even though it has a lot of different types, Eino Chayev Elachata Sechad. A person who carries it on Shabbos is only Chayev once, because he's doing one act of carrying. Zerone gina pachos mikugrogeris. If a person carries garden seeds less than the size of a fig, right? We're assuming he's carrying edible seeds, right? So even though normally we carry out the size of is a kivako sabes, but in this situation we are assuming that in this situation zerone gina pachos mikivako sabes. Mika grow geris. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says he'd be chayev. If you carried even five garden seeds, you'd be chayev. Zera kishuim shnayim, zera deluin shnayim, zera poametzri shnayim. The seeds of cucumbers or gourds or Egyptian beans, those are much more valuable, and so therefore you're going to be chayev if you carry a smaller amount. Chagav chay tahor. What if a person carries a small type of kosher grasshopper? So then, kosher who? Then a person would be chayev. The little kids would keep these around as pets, maize. But if the grasshopper was dead, ki grow geres, it would be determined on the basis of a dead kosher locust would be food, and so therefore the size would also be food, right? Tziporis krumim. What if you're dealing with a bird from the vineyard? In other words, there were certain birds that used to hang around the palm trees, right? And the Meiri points out these were usually non-kosher birds, right? So, bein chaya, bein mesa, whether it was a live bird or a dead bird, koshihi, it would be the any size. Why is that? Shematznino selarifua, people would store these birds for medicinal purposes. People assumed that what? That a person would increase his mental capacity, right? And so therefore, a person, anything stored for medicinal purposes, would be chayev for a kosher, and so therefore, a person would be chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa motzi chagav chay tameh. Even if a person carries out a live, non-kosher chagav grasshopper, so he would be chayev at any size, kosher. Why? People have grasshopper races and all sorts of toys that pets that would the children would have fun with, and so therefore the fact of the matter is that a person would be chayev in that situation. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Mishnah continues in the 10th parak. Hamatznia lezera. What if somebody stored a seed to be used to plant uladugma, or he's going to use it as a sample? He set it aside to show it as a sample, or vilarifua, or he set it aside for a small dose of medicine, and then somehow he forgot why he set it aside. So chayev b'chol shehu, v'otzio b'shabbos, he carried it on Shabbos, forgetting that he had set it aside. And the only thing was, he meant to move it from one place to another, he's chayev. Why? Because at the time that he set it aside to show that the smallest amount was significant. And so therefore he would be chayev. V'chol adam ein chayev alav ela kishiro. But anybody else who would have carried it, they would be chayev for the prescribed amount. V'chazer v'chniso ein chayev ela kishiro. If before Shabbos he went ahead and he changed his mind, so then he'd only be chayev at the sheer value. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue with this idea when we meet again tomorrow morning.